I'll never forget opening day, even though we didn't win the football game, but, you know, having my mom there, my brothers, and actually, you know, like fulfilling a dream of, a childhood dream of making it to the NFL. That would be a day that I'll never forget. It was just one of those special days that, you know, it was just like, you know, instant gratification, you know, getting your name called and running out on the field and, you know, being able to have a chance to play professional football. You know, I was only in college for 2 years. So, you know, my first game, I was still basically a kid. And, you know, you get a chance to go out and play with the likes of, like, you know, Jerome and Cordell. You know, just 2 years prior to that, you know, I was, you know, graduating high school. And here I am today, you know, 24 months removed from graduating high school to, you know, playing with guys that I admired. You know, I was here for my first 5 years of my career. You know, it was more special to me, you know, from a standpoint of just, you know, being back in the locker room and, you know, being with the guys and, you know, hanging around, you know, some of the guys that I played with, Ike, Ham, Ben, Troy, Kiesel, some of the guys that, when I was here, you know, they were young puppies. And to see them, the maturation process of those guys, you know, looking at it from afar, it was a great feeling knowing that, you know, those guys was just, you know, rookies running around and now they're, you know, Hall of Famers and Pro Bowlers and great men and great football players. You know, there's nothing like Sunday morning here. You know, you can just kind of, you know, you can feel it, you can smell it. And like, you can't get to the locker room fast enough to put your helmet on and run out on the field and see, you know, the fans swinging those terrible towels. And it's a special feeling. You know, I kind of get goosebumps just thinking about it, you know, how special it was. And it was just an experience that, like, they live, eat, and breathe football here. And you don't understand it until you leave, because you think it's just normal to you because that's all that you know. Until you go somewhere, you know, the fans are not the same. But the fans here are the best. You know, there's 32 teams in this league. Even though I did go on to play in New York, it was, being here was still special.